Sometimes if a guy comes too quickly, we feel quite proud.
Welcome back to Lustcast. I'm Tommy McDonald, and today we're going to be talking about how long men should last in bed. It's something most guys are worried about at some point, but today we're going to tell you exactly what women expect from you in the bedroom. And we're also going to explain what's meant by all-night sex, and we're going to go into some of the reasons why you might be finishing too fast. But more importantly, we're going to tell you what you need to do about it if you do. But before we get into things, just want to remind you to like this video, subscribe to my channel. My channel's still quite small, so you can really help me grow it. For this episode, I'm really lucky. I'm one of the few men that got to visit the Babe Station studios, and I got to ask three of their presenters how long they actually want men to last in bed. We had a really good talk, and I think most people are going to be surprised by their answers. The Babe Station models I got to interview were Scarlett Minx, Roxy Winters, and Chloe May. Make sure you tell me in the comments if you agree with them and tell me how long you think men should last in bed. Enjoy the podcast.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I know, it's my first time here.
I know, that is exciting for you.
I was saying before, I think when I came in, that when I was a teenager, I used to watch this channel.
Yeah.
Like, more of curiosity. I don't think I even could afford like premium rate phone calls.
Yeah, no.
I think everyone did.
On your parents.
I have too.
Yeah. Boys and girls. Yeah. It was like, what is this?
I knew what it was.
Yeah. Even like grandmas and mums like happen upon it and they're like, oh, what's happening? And you can't. It's like hypnotic.
I remember
it
the
is.
First
I think
time
it's not being able
it.
To know what they're saying. It's like you're trying to like lip read. Like, what's going on?
What is happening here?
The mystery of it all.
Yeah.
I remember now you're the here. First time I discovered it because, like, I'm Australian and so we have nothing. Like, Babe channels do not exist in Australia. Like, nothing like this. And so, obviously, like, camming and things like that, but not on TV.
Oh, wow.
And when I try and explain it, like, to my friends back home, they're like, what? Eh? Like, they have no clue about it. And the first time I ever discovered it when I first moved here, I was just flicking through channels late at night and came across it and was like, what on earth is this? I was so shocked. And that was years before
little
I even started.
Little did you know.
It.
And then, now look at you.
But you just grow up knowing what it is in this country.
It's so fun. Everyone
it's iconic
knows what
here.
It is.
It is iconic. It's like iconic. Part of British culture, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I've been working like in the sex industry, let's say, for 10 years. But this is the first time where I'll speak to my friends. I'll be like, oh, my God, you went to
the studio. Yeah, you went to the studio. Yeah. Oh, my God.
People know.
That's cool.
It's old school, isn't it?
It's fun.
It is. It's good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we're talking about how long men should last in bed today. Really intellectual topic, but an important one. A very important one.
I think so.
And I think, you know, men probably want to know your opinion on what it actually takes. So should we just get right into it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Not too long.
So,
That was our general agreement.
It's
always like, not too long.
That's so interesting.
Be bored.
That's so interesting.
However, I said, like, foreplay is so important.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
That's different. And also, like, once it's commenced, stopping, going back to the foreplay, and then continuing, that's good. But just like too long, it's like, oh God, okay.
Yeah.
I need a snack, like you said.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, don't go too long. I'll need a snack. I'll need a nap. Like, you know, allow it.
I have a feeling a lot of guys tuning in are going to start watching it. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Everything will be okay.
A lot of relief is like.
I think it comes down to how much you can turn a woman on as well. Because for me, I really like that feeling of like being turned on. I think that's like just as important, like the foreplay as the sex. Because the sex can get repetitive and
It can. And I think the thing that like is probably way more talked about now too, but is still like an underrated topic, is that not a lot of women can come during sex. And that's not down to a guy and his performance. Mm-hmm. Like, it is just your body. And like a lot with women as well, it's how in touch with your body you are for a start. But a lot of women physically just struggle with that, like outside of anyone's control. And so, like you said, like giving detail to foreplay and things like that, it doesn't mean that if you can't come during sex that you're going to have a bad time. Like, women love having sex regardless. Like, if you're having a good time, it doesn't always mean that's because you're going to come. Like, sometimes you can just have great sex no matter what. And like, it is very hit or miss in times like that. It's not always a go-to thing.
I think that comes down to like people focusing on an orgasm being the goal and it shouldn't be the goal.
Yeah.
So then that's for both.
I mean,
that's a guy finishing and a girl finishing. Like, let's just enjoy this.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is actually.
Instead of focusing on trying to get to that end thing.
Yeah, that's why edging's a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree with everything you girls have just said.
Yeah.
Let's actually just look at the penetration part.
Yeah.
And because I think guys, even with all that, they still kind of want to know, like, how long should
like
last?
Literally how long should I last?
Like, what's your ideal?
I come pretty quickly during sex. I mean, I know you said not a lot of women do. I come pretty quickly, so I don't need you to last.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Like, I'm unbothered because I can, you know, like I can come quite quickly if I'm having good sex.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Can like
if I'm, on, if I'm yeah. having a good experience, yeah. I can come quite quickly.
10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If I was going to say like how long I want to have sex for, I had sex twice this morning. I had sex twice this morning.
How long?
And he gave me head in between each session, 30 minutes.
Well, all together?
All together.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
30 minutes. We had sex
How many
twice.
Times Both did you come?
I came twice each time we fugged and he came both times.
Oh wow. And so that's like 30 minutes.
And like well, I mean, you know, like that was amazing. We had a great time, the both of us. But that was half an hour. I was late today.
How long was the penetration part?
Oh, I mean, I weren't looking at the clock.
But what would your ideal be, let's say?
Ideal?
Yeah, put a number on it.
12.
12 minutes.
How about that for a number? I'm picking a number.
What's it like 20% of like the entire 30% of your entire session, maybe?
I would say 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, like, for just like literal penetration.
For
I mean, a quickie is great. A 5-minute quickie.
Can be so fun. A quickie is brilliant.
Yeah.
I've got a little question. So I've got like a kind of follow-up question to that. So it's how long do you think the average guy lasts in bed?
I think that's actually a lot less than
it is.
Than,
it like, is.
I think by,
5 minutes.
I'd say on average, like I see a lot of guys would last like, you know.
I would say 5.
I'd say 3 to 5 minutes as like an overall average. Like,
you've been unlucky. It's like 5 to 7 minutes.
5 to 7, yeah.
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 It takes an average of 13 minutes for women to have an orgasm.
That actually seems about right, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a guy put it in before and just literally bust straight away. And I'm like,
I've had that.
But that's when you've got to carry on and do like the round two. And usually last for the second
This
time.
Is what I was going to say with you saying like how long should the penetrate. Like obviously it also depends on if that guy can go again afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is going to be potential round.
Yeah.
So that is a trick. If you come quickly, if you can go again.
If you're done, then that's that.
Some guys can't go again.
Some guys can't. Some guys need recovery.
I think especially
time.
Like the older that you get,
the longer the recovery time is
because you've not got the levels of testosterone you once did as a younger male.
Some guys say they can't, but they can.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I can't carry on. And you're like, well, let's try this.
You tried
on. And they can.
Do you think?
Yeah, I've convinced some guys, yeah.
You convinced
Yeah,
them.
And they're like, talk I didn't think it. That was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, like you said, like, I can come quite quickly if I'm having good sex.
Yeah.
Like, if I am, like, depending on who I'm sleeping with, I've definitely had plenty of sex in my life where I haven't come at all.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm sleeping with a person that I'm enjoying the experience with and, like, we're having good sex, I can come super quick.
Yeah.
Like I really can.
Yeah. Especially if you're super turned on.
Yeah,
it comes
if you're
so
really
much quicker.
Turned on, like even without a lot of foreplay,
yeah.
If I'm just really turned on and really like I can come quite quickly. And I know that's definitely not all women, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's an element probably of that means I don't need to have sex for ages.
Yeah.
Like, and especially after my body, I'd assume a lot of women's bodies, after you've come quite a few times, it can be a little bit jarring on your body to then keep being stimulated. Like sometimes you kind of, like you need the recovery time.
You get sensitive.
You get too sensitive that it then becomes a thing of, it's actually hard to come again because it's just too much stimulation.
Yeah.
So you kind of need a kind of cool off period to let your body settle and then build that up again. Not all people, obviously.
Well, this
not
is my question. I'm glad you said that like quickies can be good. It doesn't have to be long because I was thinking about this in every other aspect of our life. If something goes on a long time, it's because it's boring.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, that's true. So you're maybe trying to drag it out to make it more interesting. Yeah.
Repetition.
But maybe the good sex, maybe it did take longer and it's just better, so it just flies by.
Yeah. And time flies by when you're having fun.
That's very true.
I actually measure it in songs. So if there's music on, I always go, oh, yeah, I did at least like 3 songs. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's good. That's what I used to do with like driving to somewhere. Like if you were driving or every time I walk to the station, I'm like, oh, yeah, it takes me like 4 songs to get there. It's fine.
I don't see how many episodes went music. By.
Pardon?
I've never had sex.
You're missing out.
I don't have a lot of sex to music. I have really? To, like I have. Yeah. I have, but like it's not, I don't throw on a sex playlist to have sex. Like that's not
I
mean, a.
I would like to, but I don't think. Like it's,
you'd get distracted.
I would recommend.
I start singing.
Next time you do have sex, cue up like the Benny Hill theme tune.
Yeah, classic.
Just for fun.
Just try it. Yeah, just try
that
it.
That would be actually hilarious.
Yeah. No, I've definitely had like a song playing before where I've been like, I'm sorry, I really vibe this song. So I'm going to need a minute to appreciate the song. Like, just give me a sec. Yeah. And a lot of my songs on my playlist are really embarrassing. Like, I've trash taste in music. Yeah. Oh. She knows I have trash taste in music. And so some of it's really bad. So I'll get embarrassed. I'll be like, please don't judge me. Like, this is really embarrassing.
My music taste is quite eclectic. I couldn't just put my Spotify on. Like, oh, it would be just the weirdest.
I also feel like it's kind of seen as the man's job to put the music on for sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know why I think that too.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that, and that's why
like
it's not happened.
Candles, food,
music.
They're like, that's our job.
It's funny to me. That's so cruel that that's the assumption that it should be the man's job. It's almost like the backwards version of a woman should be in the kitchen. Yeah. Like a man should put on the playlist. Yeah. Like it's like almost sexist.
Yeah. A man should set the sex up.
Yeah.
But even at a party, you know, it's always the guys that are fighting over like
who's
what songs.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, no, that's what you would.
I do get involved with that.
I'm taking that.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Could put my phone on.
And I don't blame them.
No, really, it's fair.
So a thing I'm curious about is how common is it that a guy does disappoint with, say, how long he lasts? Like, what would you say, what percentage of guys, say, finish too fast? I hear some sighing. That's the answer.
I'm trying to, like, track back on, like, sexual experiences where I've actually thought that was too quick.
I feel like I've always gone again when it's been too quick, so I don't think really been disappointed.
Yeah, and I guess it lasts longer the second time.
Always.
Yeah.
That's always good. That's like when a guy's like, you know,
he's a little spent.
if he's had some, you know, time on his own earlier, then he's going to be, you know, longer later.
Yeah, well, he should be doing that if he has problems.
Yeah. I also find as well, like, I don't know if this is all people, but I feel like in my experience of sleeping with someone like that's not just a one night stand, that's someone that you like are sleeping with for however many months or years or whatever, that when you first start sleeping together, and I'm sure this is a man's mentality of how long they should last in bed, like that fear of I don't want to come too quick, is that when you first start sleeping together, you spend far more minutes having sex, and the longer you're sleeping together, you'll just get shorter and shorter. You kind of just do because you're like, oh, we've been here before. We can do this.
And also it's like, you know what I am capable of.
Yeah.
You know what you do.
I don't have to prove myself every time.
You know what we can do. So, yeah, I find that as well. And I think the pressure of a guy thinking that he does need to last a really long time, like, but I don't think it's about that.
No, and I think it's more in a guy's head that they're kind of maybe anxious and feeling like there's this pressure to last long. And I think that obviously comes from the sex industry and what they've seen online.
Actually, reality,
and same with girls learning stuff from what they've watched, and it's, that's not reality.
Not just, but every song talks about all night sex.
Yeah.
In a man's head, that means like, oh, I have to stay rock hard.
For and hours and hours.
Just no, but I can come pounding multiple times in that night. But I think don't, that's what that's
yeah, rather than that just one penetration. Like,
I think when men think sex, absolutely, they think penetration.
Yeah, they don't think of it.
Maybe that's the issue.
That's
there.
The issue. Yeah.
And like thinking of it like that, like you can have sex all night, but it's not just the one
sex. It does have to be penetration, you know, penetration,
like,
penetration.
Yeah, like yeah, you can do that and then have a snack.
The foreplay thing again. Like, yeah, just enjoy that. Let it be a session.
Yeah, like, enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be penetration. Just enjoy being with each other. Even if it's down to just, like, laying in bed, touching each other, kissing,
cuddling,
and
fondling,
talking.
Fondling.
And, you know, like, just having a chat in between. Like, there's nothing better than being able to have sex with someone and have a laugh.
Yeah.
In between round two, round three.
Because otherwise it lacks intimacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you can do that, that's more intimate, isn't it? Just having a quick...
Yeah.
It just lacks intimacy and that gets boring very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having
you
a conversational...
You lose that connection, don't you? You're building anything. You're
Like, and the conversational intimacy that makes such a difference. Like, I think that's what's far more important. And also being aware that, like, not all guys can just go again and again and again. Like, yeah, you might be able to go two times, maybe three after a little while, but often they can't. So, like, having that really relaxed, intimate, like, conversation and communication means that it doesn't matter if they can't or if they've come too quick or anything like that, because you're relaxed with each other. So it's not,
it's not important.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no pressure because you're just comfortable with each other, so you can be really okay with that, you know, like, and you can't, like, if he comes before you even get the chance to, whether it's round one, two, three, or four, that you've got that intimacy with each other that you can either giggle about it or that just no one's bothered by it because you know that like things are going to happen again. And, you know, like, and as well, like, if a guy does come too quickly and is aware that the girl might be kind of disappointed about that, like, if she hasn't come at all or she wanted more, be generous, give her head, like, play with her, do some things to, like, like, just,
it's more than just
do
sex,
more things. Like, it is more than just sex. Like, I think that's what girls want.
Sex isn't just penetration. I think guys have got to get that out there because like that is really like a tiny bit of what this is about.
Do girls realize how big an insecurity it is for men?
Yeah, for sure.
I think it took me a long time to learn that, though.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm better at, like, reassuring and being like,
yeah, I was
going to
say, like,
now,
when it, like, does happen, do you, like, take that into account? And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's
not it's awkward
important to
things.
Talk, and I think you're not going to have good sex if you can't have open communication with that person. So same when you say, like, having a giggle, like, you need to be able to laugh in sex. Sex is funny. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
If you've got the pressure,
you make funny noises, you do all sorts of things, and you've got to be able to just be okay. That
pressure and anxiety is going to hinder your sexual experience because you're going to be so, like, pent up and, like, stressed about, oh my God, what if I don't do this, or what if that doesn't work?
What's she going to
think? What if I come too quickly? Mm-hmm. What will she think?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, no.
Pleasure us in other ways.
And often on that as well is that sometimes if a guy comes too quickly, we feel quite proud.
Our
egos get a mad boost. We're like, oh yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you feel good about yourself for sure.
If I finish quickly, I always say to them, like, I was just so excited.
I just felt so good.
It's
an ego boost. You're like, and if it takes too long, you're like,
what's wrong with me?
I knew I looked fat in this outfit.
Yeah, like, what have I done wrong?
Yeah, no, literally, like, it really can be that ego thing of, like, if a guy finishes too quickly, you can feel so good about yourself.
Like, my pussy feels so good.
Yeah, my pussy is so tight to the like.
Yeah.
It really is a thing.
Okay, have you ever broken up with a guy because he finished too quickly?
I've not had enough relationships.
No.
I may not have seen them again.
It seems like it's not really a thing from talking to you, but I was just curious.
It's not like finishing too again. That's not the problem.
I don't think that's the problem. I think if the sex was just bad, like, if you weren't enjoying having sex with the person, for sure. But that's definitely not a reason I've broken up with someone.
If a girl does that, that's pretty deep. I mean,
come on. But I think if the guy, like, finishes quickly, you're just like, eh, whatever. And there was a real, like, lack of aftercare and, like, other stuff. And I'd be like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, I'd just be put off. But I think as well, a girl would find that out way longer than needing to break up. Mm-hmm. Like you would discover that before you entered into the relationship, yeah. and be like, oh, this person isn't for me.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
our sexual chemistry didn't work, or I just wasn't feeling it, whatever it is.
Yeah,
we just wouldn't get that far in.
But sometimes you are really attracted to someone and you like them a lot, but the sex is just bad or whatever. And you do kind of try to hope it gets better.
Yeah. I think I've done that with people before where I've had sex with someone but really appreciated the connection we have, or I just find them as super hot or whatever, mm-hmm. so I really want it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've definitely had that before where I've thought, no, I can put up with this for a minute. Let's just see how we develop. Because also you have to build on
not
necessarily chemistry, but your...
Get to know each other's bodies.
Yeah, getting to know each other's bodies.
You have to trust each other. Takes time. That doesn't come straight away.
No, absolutely.
Pardon the pun. Well,
no, absolutely. And I do think there is an element, I think for me anyway, where if I don't have chemistry... like sexually, or just like say you were going to go on a date and the chat was bad or whatever, there is a thing for me that if the chemistry is not there, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
Like if it's not there, you can't create it.
Mm-hmm.
Like your chemistry is just there from the get-go. Like you want that person so bad. And maybe when you first start sleeping together, it's kind of not hitting right, but you're still into the person. Like there's definitely people that I've slept with that, it's not there. And I'm like, it's just not going to be there. So it's just not going to work. But there is an element of if the chemistry's there, but the sex didn't quite hit right the first couple of times, you can build on that. Because sometimes you do need to get to learn
Absolutely.
A person's body and see how you will connect.
But that's like, you're going on like a joint exploration together.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to know all the things straight away.
Straight away.
Like,
yeah.
That takes time and, again, communication
and trust.
Yeah.
Like, building on that.
And if...
Also, if you're nervous, there may be a chance that you just, like, bust straight away.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would
be... Or not at all.
But I feel like that would be cruel to just go off of that first
That
time.
First experience. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing as well. Like, if
Girls
a guy...
sound so nice.
If a guy is, like, coming too quickly as well, maybe that's then partly on you to also discover a bit more about them and how to keep them going a bit longer to suit your needs too, you know, that you have to explore things together to know, okay, how do I not make him come too quickly? Like, what can we do to long this out a little bit more to 5 to 7 minutes?
I want to go into like the reasons why men might come too soon. But I think first, I just got a few fun questions.
Okay. Which
they might be really weird, but it's just my personal interest.
Okay, cool. I'm here for this.
Always fascinating.
It's also fun to just hear a guy's perspective of this too. Because I'm a bit like, why do you think you come too quickly?
Yeah, what?
I'm curious. I think it's me, but... I
mean, yeah, you're the problem.
Some of these questions I wrote down before I spoke to you, and like now I was like, oh yeah, this is just like...
This is
so easy, so nice.
I love this.
But so my questions are kind of like, are there like types of guys that... last longer or shorter?
Ooh.
Very like, sexual guys, I would say, actually last longer.
Yeah, really? I feel like guys that are really...
in touch with their...
Yeah, in touch and like really... like just really like sex.
That clearly
like
have a
don't
lot of
just
sex.
See sex as penetration.
And they have a lot of me time.
For them, it's like a hobby, right?
Like, yeah, like it's something that they really... like a less like a hobby, more like a passion thing that they like, they enjoy it so much that they want it to be an experience for both of you, not just for them.
Yeah. I feel like guys that do come fulfilling quickly, a need, isn't it? Like when some people eat, they eat for fuel.
Yeah.
And others, it's an incredible event.
I always had that with my two cousins, both girls. When we were kids, my grandma always used to say those two girls who were sisters would smash food, would just like eat food so fast, so quickly. And I'd be the kid that'd be there with like ice cream melting down my hand. And my grandma would always say like she just enjoys every bit of food that goes into her. Like she doesn't want to race through it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit of a thing too with guys and sex.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They just want that end result that they think is just coming, whereas other guys who really enjoy sex and are a bit more in touch with themselves and their bodies can enjoy all the bits leading up to that too. Like they enjoy all the sensations that come before just coming, you know?
Yeah. And I wondered if there's differences between, say, cocky, more confident guys and like more
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like sometimes they want to show off, don't they? Look how long I can go. But then sometimes
they're the ones that come the quickest. Like,
yeah.
The quickest.
I don't think you could say that for your actual question. I don't think you could say that statistically, shorter guys come quicker. Yeah. Or you know what I mean? Like I don't think there's anything that I could pin down. No, even personality, anything like that. I don't think there's a consistent.
I think it's the same as being lining five guys up and being he's got the biggest dick.
Trying to pick it out of a thing.
Oh, I feel like girls do that still anyway. Mm. When you look at someone, you'll be like, oh, he's definitely got a big dick. You just don't know. There is no correlation, even though we try and guess.
Say there is, yeah.
It's the same with how long are they going to last? You'd be like, oh, I think he'd be really good in bed. And then
just
being
try them.
Yeah, or being
try before you buy.
I don't think they're going to be great. And then being an absolute stallion.
Yeah, I saw an interview only recently where a girl was talking about she can always look at a guy and see and tell if he's circumcised or not. And so they were showing her photos of these guys that they'd obviously asked, and she got every single one right.
Love
and
that.
I was like, that's brilliant. She just looked, and it was no short, tall, big, small, whatever.
Correlation.
She was looking at him yes, no, and got them all right. I think it was five of them. And I was like, that is brilliant.
Pure talent.
I loved that. So I don't think there's a statistical answer to that, personality or physical attributes.
We might try and think, and we might try and trick ourselves as well.
Yeah. Try and think you're right. Yeah.
But there is no correlation.
We all have biases, don't we? My next question is kind of the same question. It was more just for you. Is there a difference between the Australian and British guys?
I hate Australian men. Oh, they're so great. I was literally just watching, what was I watching last night, where an Australian guy got interviewed and I was like, God, the accent is so awful. And I was in bed with this guy and I literally said, I was like, I don't know how you have sex with me. I was like, we sound awful. And then I paused and I was like, actually, no, it's the men. I was like, there's something so cringe about Aussie accents on men.
I like it.
But I just, I think British girls like it. I just find it awful.
I watch Love Island, Australia. So yeah, I hear a lot.
You like it?
I think
they're all different.
Yeah, they are. But they're not different like Birmingham and Manchester.
I think they're quite different. Some of them are really strong and some of them are a bit more subtle.
Really? I've really this girl from I think Perth, they all sound the same.
She had the strongest accent ever, the girl from Perth. And then there was it depends where they're from, I think.
That's so funny. I've never thought that. I always say we all sound the same.
No, I've only heard two Australian accents. There's the Australian accent, and then there's the kind of little bit classier Australian accent.
Yeah, there's Bogan accents, and then that's what we call them. That's what we call...
Bogan.
Yeah, I don't even know how you'd say that. Like, whether they're yeah, they're more people from the outback or a bit more slumming it type people. We call it a bogan accent.
For me,
it's
that's
a bit rougher.
Australian accent.
Yeah, that's what most people would think the Australian accent is. But
what your accent is?
No, sure.
Mine's classy one.
I'm classy. No, I'm not. But no, I don't think... I can't even remember last time I had sex with an Australian. I actually can't remember. 2018? I actually can't remember.
Not that memorable.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't. It really wasn't. Well, it was in the bathroom of a bar. So,
British boys.
Australian style as well.
Oh, yeah. While he was on a break, he was working at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Love that.
I could define it as longer or shorter in bed for sure, but I just know I don't
it's
like
just
them.
That you prefer to have sex than be rooted.
Brilliant. God, I haven't heard that in a minute. See, that's why I don't fuck with Australian men, because we say things like rooted.
Pash.
Yeah, pash.
Give me
pash. Yeah, we've got some slang. Awful.
You say hi a lot in Australia. They say hi a lot at the end of their sentences.
What do you mean? Oh, hey. Hey.
Oh, it sounds like hi.
Oh, well, hey. Yeah. When you're saying something, hey. Yeah, no, actually it is hey. No, A is English, isn't it?
I'm an Australian person.
Yeah, you really do. I've lived here too long now, okay? No, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you if they last longer or shorter, that's for sure. Mostly because I've just tried to block them all out.
I'm just going to let the compliments for British guys soak
in. Yeah, for British guys, it can all just soak in. It can all just soak in for all of them.
I don't know.
Yeah. You disagree.
I think we all the opposite of ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
I've always had a thing for any foreign girl. It's
any foreign girl?
Yeah, any.
British guys, God.
But
really?
It's not that I don't like British girls. It's just it's
exotic.
Yeah.
It's not
something different.
It's new. It's like
how people always ask me, why do you live here when you like come from Australia? That's so random.
It's kind of crazy.
And I'm always like, yeah, but I'm from Australia. Like, this is different. This is something more interesting to me because I grew up there. I spent so many years there that being here is something nice and different. Mm. So it is just that that foreign, exotic, something new. It's not your regular.
You learn more and it makes more open-minded, I think, as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think exploring like different cultures and that, like it does because you just learn different things from different people. Like, maybe not from Love Island.
Yeah. Well, actually.
Love Island is like, I don't know, it's like, does more work than the British ambassador, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what people think of England now. It used to be Geordie Shore, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, it's a bad representation.
Yeah, I know.
When I lived in Italy, Geordie Shore was the most popular thing on TV.
Oh, really?
It was so bizarre.
I used to watch it at the gym, to be fair, like, way back in the day, years and years ago.
I wonder if it was popular because of Jersey Shore, because they were
like, oh, Jersey Shore.
Those like amazing
Chelsea. And they were like, oh, this is like the British version of... Oh,
It was just something different. But yeah, no, I Love Island Australia makes me so cringe. I can't watch it. It feels awful. It feels awful. We just don't know how to do reality TV.
Oh, I love it. I think it's brilliant.
There's some great clips from the Australian one.
Oh, brilliant.
There was one where there was this Australian girl explaining
the sun, the
barista
moon.
One.
Oh.
Where the guy was a barista and she was explaining.
Oh, I saw that one.
What, like barista and barrister?
Yeah.
Love that.
It's just amazing.
I see the one. The
I
girl
mean, you
was
can't
like,
be that bright if you go on a Love Island to begin with.
I mean, yeah.
You don't have a huge prospect for what you're doing in life.
She was like, look at
no
up
offense.
To it, though, right?
They do what?
I think they play up to it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, some of them. One of them was like, look at the moon. It's so big. Did you know it's bigger than the Earth? And I was like, oh, my God.
I think I saw that one as well.
Stop. Did you see that? Yeah, the
my TikTok
girl.
Is very similar to a girl's TikTok.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
So let's get back into lasting in bed. So obviously, if a guy lasts less than a minute, or like a minute and a half, less than a minute, then it is called premature ejaculation.
Mm.
And it could be a medical condition.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm not sure if girls are aware of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I've heard of premature ejaculation. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was before a minute and that.
Yeah,
if
I wouldn't
guys
have known the actual
that,
duration of what that is medically classified.
And I didn't know that if they had that
schooled.
That if they are consistently doing it, then that definitely means they have that.
It doesn't definitely mean they have it. But
yeah, it's not definitely
could be an
a
option.
Medical condition, but it can be.
Yeah, but basically, I just think we should definitely say that if that is happening to you regularly, then you should definitely see a doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it could be something.
Not be embarrassed about
my
it.
My friend
it could be,
did
it could be mental,
who
it could be
that.
Physical, but it's something you can fix.
Yeah.
But I think for guys, it would obviously be quite a like half embarrassing to the doctors about it a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because it does feel like...
Does that coincide with having a small penis?
I don't believe there's any relationship.
Really?
But I'm fascinated by that now and I'm going to look it up as soon as this show ends.
I thought there was. And
But if it's mental, maybe it does because of the insecurity.
Yeah, maybe like micro penises.
Must be hard to talk about with the women that they're seeing as well.
My friend experienced it with someone and she did end up stopping seeing him.
Oh, really?
But they were quite young, so I don't feel like the level of communication was maybe like
right
at
mature,
the level
yeah.
to be able to talk about it in the right way. But it's unfortunate.
Yeah,
and it can be a sign of like more serious health problems. So, there really should be no shame and no stigma.
Absolutely
not. Of just going to the doctor, like making an appointment. You can do it online.
And also, going to the doctor is far less embarrassing than going through it with girl after girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like going to a doctor and talking about a possible medical condition is far less embarrassing for a guy.
Oh God, the doctor's
than
hurt.
Having to, literally,
so
the things I've told my doctor before is far more embarrassing than that conversation.
Oh my God,
Yeah, and even if they do it, you can get like a virtual appointment with your doctor. Like he doesn't need to inspect everything right
away. Since COVID, half of it's on a phone call.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I just really want to encourage that.
For sure.
And go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Improve
your sex life and your woman's as well.
And just your own. Yeah, imagine how many relationships have ended just because someone is embarrassed to go to the doctor.
To get the right help, absolutely. I'm all for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and truly, like, it's far less embarrassing to have a conversation medically with your doctor about that than it is to constantly go through premature ejaculation with potentially new women all the time.
A girl is going to respect that a lot more.
Yeah.
And also feel like, oh, like, you know.
And if it is mental and they just refer you to a sex therapist, like, that's okay. Like, I know a sex therapist and people get really good results with them.
Yeah. I know a really good sex therapist as well.
A boy or a girl?
A boy. Yeah. Very good. Nice. I recommend for everyone.
Ten out of ten.
I recommend a therapy for everyone.
I'm that girl now.
I don't know, but I always think of sex therapists as sex workers. This is like just a me thing.
Really? Say.
Yeah. I put them in the same group.
I don't have that.
It was kind of like a bit of a fantasy of mine for a long time to have sex with a sex therapist.
I feel like that would be really interesting.
That would be a really good content idea.
I thought maybe they'll give me some tips.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like having a chef cook in your house kind of thing, you know? It's like the same kind of thing. You're like, oh, I get to personally experience your expertise. You know? Like, that would be an interesting experience.
Yeah, well, I guess like men might have it with you girls as well, where like they think, oh, because of your job, because that you're going to know some secrets, or it's going to be different.
That you may be different.
And it's not, obviously, like with the sex therapist I met. Oh, sorry.
You're like, well, I don't know. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, we are.
I'm great at my job, and I'm fantastic in bed. So, you know, correlation.
Well, with sex therapists, it was just like, oh, yeah, it's just a normal person. But it was like, I had to get that box ticked.
Interesting. I know a sex therapist, but I don't think I've even had like deep conversations with her about her job or anything like that. And it's not.
When I say I know a sex therapist, it is my own therapist.
I see my sex therapist.
You didn't do what I did then. That's what I was like. No, oh, like you recommend him, do you?
No, it's not like that. It's, yeah.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
The reviews have just been bad.
No, it's good.
I don't think I'd consider a sex therapist a sex worker though.
I don't think it's just in my head.
It's just that thing for you.
It's more female sex therapist because I guess I only notice the hot ones, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
So, and they're all over Instagram.
Yeah. I think it's...
And they know what they're doing.
There was a girl recently who I've seen on like Shadeborough and things like that a lot that's been coming out. And they say, you know, like Shadeborough on Instagram?
No.
Oh, it's like a thing on... You know Shade Room? Like the US one? Okay, whatever. It's just like celeb gossip crap. But they kept talking about this girl who's a sex therapist. And then one day, I can't remember how it came up, like in my mind, if it was mentioned in this article or if it was in the comments or something. But I was like, how is she a sex therapist? Like, what has she done to claim that she speaks on sex? Mm-hmm. And I could not find a single thing about her that defined her as an educated, qualified sex therapist.
So she wasn't like a psychosexual therapist.
Yeah.
She was just someone that claimed.
That claims she knows a lot about sex and can tell you things. And so I was really like, what then defines that role? Like, how do you, like...
I think therapist has a qualification, but then
therapist has a qualification.
Educator, and that's a bit different. That has a qualification, but it's a different qualification.
Yeah. And I just wondered, like, do you educate on that, or is it like self-education? Like, that's something that you want to specialize in.
Yeah, being a psychosexual therapist is a real thing.
Yeah.
You have to go and get, like...
There's a lot of self-appointed people as well, though.
Like, that's what I think is these days. Like you said, you see it all over Instagram, you know? Like, you see this all over Instagram. I think a lot of people are just self-appointed and mis-selling this. Yeah, like, and they just want to talk about things and think they know a lot of things. And they might. Like, they might provide great advice and learn a lot of things along the way. But I do think it's a thing that people do self-appoint these days. And so I think, like, my trust level of things like that is a bit... more skewed because I think like who says you're good like who says you're better than me and can tell me what's right and wrong, you know what I mean?
I would definitely go to a doctor first, especially with
there's actually like a therapist directory online for like qualified and like you can go on there
registered
therapists, so you can see who's legit and what qualifications, etc., where they've worked, what they've done, what they specialize in. I think that's how you would find a legit.
And they do miracles, really. Especially when couples go in sometimes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Really. No,
I'm honestly like a big advocate for therapy. Like, I'm all for it. Go do it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Can I just say one more thing?
Anything.
As Columbo would say. You just said about sex education.
Oh, I feel like TV show.
But I feel like, but that just made me think about actual sex education.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so like the show. Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. That duration of how long you should last, I think that should be spoken about.
I think so.
That point, because I think that that could actually save a lot of people from many years of embarrassment or unknown or, you know, worry. If that's spoken about then, being like, this is normal, this is okay, not going into the big wild world and being like, oh my God, there's something terribly wrong with me.
I actually looked up the current curriculum and it seems like there's multiple competing ones. Mm-hmm. And I think charities put them out. But the one I saw, they did discuss corn and how, like, they explained to children that you don't need to last as long as you're doing corn.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good thing, but I don't know if that's been expanded around the UK. I don't know what America does.
Yeah.
And obviously,
they weren't
a lot
even
of kids
labeling what a clitoris was.
Yeah.
That wasn't even spoken about.
Oh, they never, it was just puberty and having a baby.
And about 20% of parents opt their children out as well. So.
Yeah, which is just
doesn't help. Yeah, it's sad. And hopefully they get good sex education at home, but probably not.
Yeah, that's true. And then I think it just amounts to a whole lot of shame for young people not knowing and being really ashamed of what they're doing or what they're thinking about or, you know, all of that stuff.
Women and men.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think generationally now, like, because we're, as we've come through generations of people, now we're kind of at a time where us, like younger people having kids, we're so much more open-minded than our parents or our grandparents were. So I think, I hope that does convert into the way more parents talk to their kids. Because, like, I always tell it as a really funny story, but it was also a really great experience for me as a kid. I was quite young. Like, I want to say I was maybe 8 or 9 or something like that. And we always used to watch Seinfeld at home. That was like, I'm an only child. And so me and my mom, my dad would always watch Seinfeld. And that was like our funny, like The Simpsons and Seinfeld was our every evening show. Mm. And there's that one episode where they have the bet, which is who can last the long without having a wank. And so it's like between, you know, 3 guys and a girl, and they have this bet, it goes on. So the whole episode goes on. And after we'd watched it, we got in the car to go to like a friend's party somewhere. And it was like a 45-minute drive. So we're in the car. And I don't remember this conversation so much, but I know my parents retelling the story all the time. I'd obviously sat in the car pondering this episode for a while, having not understood the actual joke. Like, I didn't really get it. And so I said to my parents in the car, like, I don't get why it was funny, like, what was going on? And so my parents were like, oh, so it's about masturbation, like, blah, blah, blah. And my parents are ridiculously open with me. Like, it's almost insane how much my parents are open with me from the youngest age. My parents were like, if she's old enough to ask the question, she's old enough to hear the answer.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather me know something rather than be misled by a teacher at school or friends or a corn or like whatever. And so they told me what it was. And I remember getting to the party and going to find my cousin because I was like, oh my God, I just learned this thing. Like, you know that thing we've done? Like that's what that is. Because we'd talked about it before, but not knowing that masturbation was masturbation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was so funny. Like that was a huge sexual learning experience for me. And it was fantastic because my parents are incredibly open-minded and really honest with me, and they're just wonderful in that way. My mom on New Year's Eve, God, I hope she doesn't watch this because she'll be so embarrassed, but on New Year's Eve I called her a day or so afterwards. They went to Greece, they'd been staying with me and left on the 30th, and they've been in Greece, and I called her a day or two later to just have a chat about something, and we were on FaceTime, and I was like, oh, what did you guys do? And they were like, we walked around, we did all this, we were like doing this in town. And my parents don't drink, but when they go to Greece they love a drink, and they're always really proud to like tell me that they're drinking. Like,
that's
they
cute.
Think it's really cool. And that I'll think they're cool. And so she was like, we had some drinks and then we got home, and you know, you don't need to know the rest. And I was like, it's brilliant. My dad is 72, my mom is 63, and they were like, yeah, that's what we did on New Year's. And I'm like, I love it. Like, but that's how open my parents are with me. Like,
I have a very similar relationship with my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure. And I really appreciated that growing up. Like, I thought that was fantastic. And so I hope, like, generationally, the way we all are now, like so many people, not just sex workers and baby station models and sex therapists, like people are so much more open-minded the way the conversations we all have, that I hope in these newer generations having kids are much more open to those conversations at home, because I don't think schools will change that dramatically for a long time.
They definitely don't teach
them. And to an extent, nor should they, because I think, like, I find schools very off in the way that each kid is made to learn the same way. Mm. Like, everyone's educated the same. We're all expected to just learn the exact same way. And that's not how children or people work. We're all incredibly different, how we receive information and how we process. And so sex education just at school, it may not change too drastically, but also, like, I don't think it needs to be the be-all and end-all of sex education. I do think learning those things at home, where you can have more personal, open conversations with your parents in a really comfortable space, is much more healthy.
And parents know their children better than anyone, and they know what their learning style is, what shocks them, what they're comfortable with, what traumas they've had.
Yeah, exactly. So, and what traumas they may have passed on to their children as well, like things that they want their kids to learn from, because they may resurface for them if their parenting, you know, has guided them in certain ways or whatever. So I think that's far more important. And so I hope that generationally that does change.
I'm really curious if there's more erectile dysfunction, not dysfunction, premature ejaculation with modern people or in the past.
Like if it was an older problem or a newer problem.
It's only really been talked about from about the 1850s. I tried to dig up history about it, but even medically, they didn't study it before. It was just too taboo. So in the past, I guess you just suffered, but I don't know. It was a simpler time, you know.
People, we've got a very sexualized society nowadays.
Yeah, we didn't have the expectation on men to perform.
Women weren't speaking up. Like
female pleasure wasn't important.
It wasn't important. It was very much a man's thing, and it was to make a baby and da 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 da.
Although that said, in the Bible, female pleasure is emphasized quite a lot.
Yeah.
It just doesn't get specific.
Yeah, but then it's just, I do feel like, I don't want to go into religion. Paganism was very.
But I think it goes in cycles, doesn't it?
And then
I
mean, Christianity was very much like
going against it.
And like, this stuff wasn't spoken about. Women, like, weren't talking about their own self-pleasure, really, even with their friends and stuff. It was so taboo and things like that. And I think also it would bring shame upon their family if they were to go and speak about their husband not being able to perform or satisfy them. Whereas now, society's changing, taboos are different, and I think it was probably worse because people weren't getting the help that they needed, wanted.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays it'd be more of a taboo to, like, not talk about it. Like, that would be more frowned upon in this day and age.
Sure,
people would be much more, like, shocked and appalled if you can't have a conversation with your partner about premature ejaculation, you know?
I would like to agree with that, but
I think that's a very broad statement.
I think we're quite biased by our professions and that we are very open people. And I know from my male friend groups that, like, men are not like women. Like, I've never heard a guy say to me, "Oh, I'm just coming too soon.
I'm coming too quickly." Like, yeah, guys, like, don't talk about like, that kind of stuff as much.
It's just like, oh yeah, I shagged her, and it's like, even whether they did or didn't, like, there's no detail. There's no insecurity broadcast at all, because he would never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
And there's that, like, hierarchy in friend groups as well.
Absolutely. I think you would be deemed, unfortunately, potentially
less of a man.
But some guys would probably laugh about that, and they'd probably be like, oh, I could. She made me come so quick, like, with her friends. Like,
I often think that, like, wouldn't, like, would that not be a thing that a guy would say? Yeah,
don't show me off.
I don't think it would be. I just don't think it would.
And I think the same as well. Like, I find it really interesting hearing what a guy talks about with his friends. Like, and guys don't often share those kind of conversations half the time because it's not very interesting.
The way he'd say that would be, he would say something like, oh, yeah, she just wouldn't stop, you know?
It's like, more of a brag than it is talking about any kind of issues sort of thing. Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. I do think that's more of a thing guys don't have. But I also don't think that's anything other than, like, outside of sex workers, that men's brains and emotional kind of desires are very different to women's. Like, we need to talk to our friends. Like, as soon as I came in today, you're like, I need to talk to you about some things. Mm. Guys don't necessarily, like, lots of men do, I'm sure.
It's definitely
getting
better.
But I feel like guys don't do that as much. And I don't know if that's down to stigma and things like that, or if it really is just mentally the way men are inside themselves, like, you know, chemically, physically, like the way they are, their genetics, that they don't have that desire.
I think if we have female friends, we might speak to them about
to women
it,
more,
or
yeah,
like a close relative.
Yeah. I think that's because women are much more empathetic, though, than men tend to be. And again, like, that's more of a, like, not a stigma thing. That is just men in general, like, chemically or genetically or whatever it is, men just aren't as nurturing and empathetic a lot of the time. Not all men, of course, but I think
more,
as a general.
I think there's also, like, with male pleasure, if we are not climaxing or we're climaxing too soon, it's obvious there's a problem. Mm. Whereas with female pleasure, it's more of a puzzle to be worked out.
Yeah.
You need to, like, talk and swap notes. And, like, even while you're discovering, when, you know, even now, like, girls never stop, like, learning and, oh, what about that?
Yeah.
Whereas with men, it's like, we know how it works.
Yeah. It's like, you know how to do it.
So any talking is about, it's, we're talking in a negative usually if we're going to talk about something.
Like I do find, I live in quite a small town. So we all know each other. And I do find a lot of the guys do talk to me about sex very openly.
Mm. Mm.
But that's because I'm there to listen and to talk to without judgment.
And I assume
shame.
They know what you do
and
for work.
And because of what I do for work, I think even more so now.
Yeah.
Like, they will chat to me about stuff more openly.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I think.
I find the same with my job.
People like that to do that.
People open up more.
Yeah. And then, like, talking about, like, lasting long and the shame around it, like, what about erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, like that's a huge problem, like for, like, as in not a huge problem, like lots of people suffer from it, but the people that do, it's a huge problem for them. Yeah,
we'll do a whole episode on that.
Oh, yeah, you need a whole other talk for that.
And I think also, like, I will say with the coming too quickly, whatever, like, also, like, as a girl, being aware that if you're not getting wet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, I have struggled hormonally since having children. Like,
oh yeah, we had this conversation a little while ago, didn't
and
we?
And I feel kind of like the same, like, I don't know, I guess what a guy would feel like.
Yeah.
He's not kind of, so I will come still, but I'm still like having this like internal thing of being like, oh my God, like I am into this, but why is that
why does it not look like it?
Oh my God, are they going to think this? Are they going to think that? Do I have to like be over the top now to make them think?
Yeah,
you know,
but
I just have this
okay
whole
still.
Winter. I was like, girls get that kind of thing as well with sex.
Yeah, we get insecure and we get worried. Like that, we were having that conversation because I wanted to go on a new kind of contraception. I wanted to get an IUD, and I was looking at like the pros and the cons of like what that is.
Yeah,
and one of the things was that like you can get less lubricated, like you won't get as wet. And I was like, oh, I'm not having that.
Yeah,
I was like,
I
cannot do that. I was like, if I get it put in and that happens to me. Absolutely not. I will get it removed straight away.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing for me.
Oh my God, yeah. And then you cannot, you're just thinking about that the whole time, which is probably what guys are thinking.
Are doing the same way.
You know? So like girls can relate in that way. It's not exactly the same, but it's very similar.
It's a similar.
It takes your mind to a completely different place. Then you're not in the moment and then everything else starts going wrong. And it's like,
because you're thinking too much.
At least I've not got a hold of an erection.
Yeah.
You come too quick.
I've been told I come too quick. Yeah. So there you go. Right on
well,
the
that's
upper
just
end.
Rude, that's though, because it don't make a difference.
No. I've had a guy tell, well, I don't know.
He was just like, oh, that was too easy.
I think like, afterwards, I'm a bit like,
the challenge.
Rude,
I get a bit selfish and I'm like, yeah, I've come now. Can we kind of
can
like speed things up now? Your turn. Come on.
Yeah.
Chop.
Yeah, I want my snack.
That's what's like, well, you come too quickly, you know. If you slow down, then, you know, sometimes I'm actually the problem.
But that's another.
I'm the problem.
I'm the problem.
So I guess just to like wrap up and bring it back to the main topic for a bit, because we've talked about like medical issues, we've talked about the general thing, but like it's not always a medical reason, I think, why a guy comes too soon. And I wondered like what your opinion is on how often you think it is just because he's being, say, selfish or just like, because too excited is maybe being selfish, right?
I think nerves, definitely. Like nerves, psychologically, I don't think selfish comes
so you don't
into
think
it.
Selfish?
Well, I think selfish can really come into it.
I don't think if you're just...
That would be the stereotype,
I think. If you're coming without, like, you know, you're unable to stop it, then I don't think that's...
No.
But if you can hold off, if you are able to go for longer and you're just allowing yourself to just fucking...
You're thinking of people that are looking for coming as the end goal.
Yeah. Selfish, like, I'm thinking less about, like, people that do it, like... not because they are trying, I'm just saying in general, as like a they've come too quick, it's not on them, like what you're thinking about it. I think a lot of guys can just come quick because they're just there to come. They're just there to come. They don't care. They've taken you home or whatever, and so they want their end result. They don't give a shit.
Because my opinion is, like, if I don't want to come, I will stop myself from coming. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, really, do something else.
They just stop for a second.
Do a problem.
Like, have a game of backgammon.
You can go slower, change position.
Fix out your nan.
And do something different that isn't getting you, like, right to that point.
Yeah, you can do, like, different length thrusts. There's so many things that you can do.
Or just in or out, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, change the activity.
Finger me, I don't care. Like, you know, if you don't want to give me head, finger me. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Like, just, you know, pace it out for your own sake. Because sometimes, like, coming too quick means that your pleasure is over really fast too. And having sex is really fun. So why do you want it to be over so quick when you could lengthen it out for yourself? If it's not a medical condition, obviously.
Just for the man's own ego, I think he should be doing that. Okay, I guess maybe if it's just like a one night thing, you might not care as much, right?
Still, wouldn't you want to walk away being like, wow, I really, like, did bits there.
Yeah. Like, I want to really give a friend something to talk about.
And I think that's the selfish people is that they don't care about that. So I think selfish is a big part of that. There's just guys that don't care. They're just there to get there and done, and that's it. So, like, there is that element. But,
But they should have personal pride in them, because, like, girls talk, and girls most talk. Communities... even if you live in a big city, you tend to go to the same places.
You go to the same bars.
Triangle. You live in,
all the girls are gonna be like, he's just.
Yeah, you got to protect your reputation.
But then, if you will know if a guy's good and girls are talking about it, know that guy. You want to go there.
Yeah.
You want to visit that.
Yeah. 5-star Yelp review.
TripAdvisor.
I'm still campaigning Tinder to just add ratings.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, it would get so harsh, though, wouldn't it? One absolutely shite.
Yeah.
It'd be like that Black Mirror episode. No, God.
Oh, come on, it'd be so... It just takes the...
I feel like it would
the guesswork out of it.
Save so
much time.
True.
I'm a huge fan of that Facebook group that's for women.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. It's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? Oh. And it's like for cities. And so I'm part of the one in London. I signed up to it after I left my ex because he was a prick. And I was like, I want to see who's out here on this. I wanted to post about him, just be like, red flags for everyone. And some of them are jokes. Like, it's brilliant. And the other day I was like going through it and I messaged my neighbor, who is just on Hinge constantly. He is the sluttiest man alive, bless him. And I messaged him. I was like, yo, can I just post you? Like, I want to post someone and I want to see who comes back with reviews. Because girls will, like, not so much sexually, like, they kind of don't get, girls might, like, PM each other and things like that, maybe have more vulgar conversations.
I want to get my ratings. Yeah. Also, I want to know if I'm doing anything wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, it is really funny. It's a brilliant group to be a part of.
Like,
I love it.
With the Tinder thing, have an opt-in or out thing. Because if you feel like you can...
Although they're not going to do it.
If you can handle the review.
They're not listening to me, sadly.
Yeah. They haven't read the emails.
Yeah.
But just getting towards the end, is there anything else you want to say to guys, or any tips for them, for specifically for, like, around this topic, around lasting longer?
Wank more.
See?
Hold on.
Very interesting.
Yeah, no, wait, hold on. I've got a really interesting story. I can't remember if I've told you this or not, but I've got a great story. Well, not great, but still. So my flatmate told me a story about two of her friends who are over in the States who were in a long-term relationship. I think they actually split up for a while and are now back together. But when they first started sleeping together, he said to her, I can't come during sex. Like, I can't come during sex, right? And the girl was a bit like,
I'll be offended.
All right. So 100% I would be deeply offended. I was enraged hearing this story at first. I've made my peace with it now. And so they'd have sex, and when they were ready to finish, he'd have a wank.
Mm-hmm.
So he would finish, but not during sex. So, and we had a whole conversation about it where I was up, we were trying to kind of dissect, like, why is this? This is the same guy that wouldn't kiss her after she'd sucked his dick too, which I thought was rich. So I do think this is really on him, 100%. But we had a whole conversation about it where I said, you know, like, we obviously don't know his history, but I was like, maybe if he hadn't had a lot of sexual partners and had frequently masturbated, and so he'd worked out how he likes to come, and he knows how to make himself come a lot because maybe he's masturbated a lot, maybe not, but he knows how he likes to come,
yeah,
that when they have sex, the sensation, as good as it might be, isn't the sensation he's used to in being able to come. You know what I mean? And so that might be not even a horrible thing on her. It's more about his, like, he should try and unlearn that and discover new things with his partner.
It's so common. It's called delayed ejaculation. So it's the opposite of premature ejaculation. Yeah. And it is a problem. And it comes from not from masturbating too much, but from gripping too hard.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean, like his technique.
Yeah.
So, like, his technique of how he masturbates is how he knows how to come. And, like, maybe from
pussy
having
ain't gonna be as tight as that grip, is it?
Like, yeah, no. And, like, you know, just being, like, more lubricated.
Yeah.
And things like that, the sensation on a guy's dick is going to be different. Yeah. So it's not what he's used to making himself come.
I grip quite tight, so I just tell girls, grip tight.
Plenty
of lubrication and then you won't hurt.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I come. Like a girl would say, I need you to finger me this way, or I need you to fuck me in this position. Well, you know, like it's the same thing. And guys should be okay to say that.
It's how he's trained his body.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So he can unlearn it by just easing up a little bit,
and that's
slowing
the thing.
Down.
He should unlearn that, like with himself while masturbating. Yeah. Like try different techniques and see how they feel for you. And also, again, like be open, be honest, communicate, do all those things with your partner, try new things, try different positions.
Anal.
Like you should just anal.
And
go straight to anal. But you know, like do different
nerves
things.
Could be part
but it
of
is
it
a
as well,
really
again.
It is a really it was such a fascinating topic. Yeah. I never thought of that before. Because I would be dead insulted. Yeah.
Was he circumcised?
It's incredibly common. Incredibly common.
We didn't get that.
Do you think
deep?
Circumcised dicks become more
they are uncovered.
Yeah. I've always thought because it's constantly rubbing against
your
box.
So the cut you straight away was circumcised.
What do you prefer?
Uncircumcised. And you know what was really funny? I went years of having sex. I went years of having sex and like only ever sleeping with circumcised guys. And my cousin, who's my best friend, like we lost our virginity within 3 days of each other while in different countries. Had no idea. We were just that connected.
Love that.
And we got to a point, I think maybe when we were like late teens, early 20s or something, where we had this conversation. I was like, oh, I've never had sex with an uncircumcised guy. And she was like, what? I've never had sex with a circumcised guy.
Oh,
and we were like, that is wild. And it had been a whole thing. And then I went through a real mental thing of, well, I've only really had a lot of one-night stands, so I probably don't see a lot of soft dicks. I was really like, maybe I just haven't noticed because I haven't paid a lot of attention.
But being on the cover.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like that is a real thing, isn't it? With like circumcised dicks are less sensitive because they're getting so much stimulation all the time. Not even sexual stimulation,
just
but yeah.
The skin goes tougher, I think. Slightly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because otherwise
you'd
be in pain just from your underwear
if
I had it.
From friction.
Yeah,
and yeah.
Wild.
Nah. You know, there's like a movement in the US to grow back foreskin.
Oh. Okay.
And
is that possible?
Yeah. So what
like stem cells?
No, it takes about a year or 2 years and they hang weights off it. They clip them on.
Yeah, dear Lord. Yeah.
And it's about the weight of a potato.
Why?
I love that. I don't agree with circumcision unless it's for medical reasons.
Yeah, with me, I don't agree unless it's for like religious reasons. I understand like culture.
Yeah, I can understand. Like, I'm not religious.
Yeah.
So I stay out of the religious conversation.
Yeah.
But I feel like anyone should be able to do whatever they want to do. Like, it's not. Yeah. It's your body, your choice stuff.
It's gentle mutilation.
I agree.
Way to look at, especially
it
because
is,
it happens to babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not their choice.
Anyway,
that's common.
Story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it has had, like, sexual health positive implications in some poorer countries.
Yeah.
So, like, there's benefits and...
And medically, I'm sure, as well. In
sometimes you have to,
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, unless it's for, like, a medical reason where it's too tight, whatever. But, like, other than that,
Yeah, this is the bit where it's going to get all the comments. But
sorry, but that's how I feel about it.
No, I said the same thing on another podcast, which is why I'm not saying it again today.
Yeah. You're trying to censor yourself now, so you don't get all those.
Just get me cancelled.
I've already said it, so I don't need to say it again. Yeah. The heat can go on you.
Second interview that'll get you cancelled.
Oh no, flippity flops.
Flippity flops. Okay, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, foreplay, guys.
Yeah,
focus on the foreplay.
Turn us on.
The main thing that
don't take too long.
Pre-wank.
Yeah, main takeaway is that all night sex doesn't mean all night penetration.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And see a doctor.
And a therapist.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. That was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And feel free to tell people where they can find you with Instagram or something.
Of course. Amazing.
Yeah. I am on Instagram and Twitter as TheChloeMayXO.
And I'm on Instagram as Scarlet Minx.
And I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Roxy Winters Kiss.
I feel like it was like an introduction of a girl band or something, and now you need to do a song.
Right. It was like a factor.
We're
the group.
Love it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Awesome. That was cool. Thank you. I need a wee.